Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mike, for the first time in a long time, we have the flexibility to do something to potentially improve this team if you really wanted to. I think also when you look at this team, and you and I'll ask this question, and I'm just going to go around the room. Oh, Day-Day, turn your mics on. Would you make a move for a team that's 24-27?
10th place.
And currently in the 10th spot in the Eastern Conference. Ugh. Take your emotions out of it. You own the team. You are Anse Select. You seats. Are you making a move, O?
No.
Day-Day?
No.
You guys are worthless and weak. Worthless and weak.
Not doing it, man.
But you know I've been
six
on that.
Six games in the losing column. You get on a heater, you can make it.
What Mike, am I giving up, though, Mike?
You got to have heart.
Mike, oh, you really need a move? Are you making a move?
F-N-A, Cotton.
What are you giving up, Mike? What are you giving up?
What do you want? You can have one. You can have the second of those first round picks. I got to get back in the game, man. I mean, and I just saw Nikola Vucevic. He just got traded. The Celtics got their.
By
big.
The way, Vucevic is nice.
And that's another guy I want. I want a big Eastern European.
He's that
rim
dude.
Protector. You know, I wanted the dude from the Celtics. Ah, mush. Just saw that the Jaren Jackson got traded to Utah. They gave up three first rounders, but they're not going to do it.
Okay,
and all I keep hearing is us and Anthony Davis. Why?
But this is
unless Piedmont Orthopedic wants an endorsement deal.
We'll get that. They'll have that 3 days in. Here's why I bring that up. That is what they're discussing. They are saying we are 10th in the East. Mike's right. We go on a heater. Have we gone on a heater all season?
Earlier in the year.
Just got off one. What? We went four in a row?
Right.
That's a heater?
No, that's not really a heater. That's more like a
hey,
that's a warm up.
That's warm air on your booty.
Yeah, that.
Hey man,
wait a minute.
Don't just knock it till you try it.
We just talked about
still
bidets.
Talking about this.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm
Day-Day.
Just saying, guys. That's what
we won six out of. We won six out of seven early because it was November. Nobody was trying for the other teams.
Okay, but Trey's not here. Where's the heater?
Right.
I'm asking.
Well, he was out though during that time too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Then we lost eight in a row with Trey.
We did. But I feel like that is why this team's not going to do jack. And they're going to stay the course. They'll keep the picks, and we'll see.
Now, what about engagement?
I'm with you. And Steve, what would Steve Koenig say about it, fan engagement?
We've got to look at the big picture. You're still seeing Jalen Johnson, all-star.
That's right.
You can come down to State Farm, plenty of seats available, and you can see Jalen Johnson.
Did you just say
best experience, game-watching experience in the NBA, too.
Thank you, Oren. Tell Mike Bell that. Amazing experience.
It is. I think.
Come watch Quinn Snyder do nothing.
Twirl those
never,
glasses.
Never get teed up, not argue with officials.
Wait a minute. Why are you still talking like Steve Koenig? He's going to get he's going to get that.
Come watch, he said it. Come watch the amazing Sphinx on the sideline, known as Quinn
would
Snyder.
You stop talking like Steve Koenig.
Steve, why won't we make a trade, Steve? Why won't we not trade him?
No,
hey,
don't do it.
Here's a joke. What's the difference between the Sphinx and our head coach? The Sphinx never wore Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
Okay, you know what? That is way too much. Way too much. He hasn't won enough here. I agree with you. Do I think he's doing enough? No. But leave the glasses out of this.
Sorry, the glasses are out of bounds. It's like when I called Thomas Dimitro a bicycle boy. Leave some things are off limits.
The glasses out of this. 404-726-0929.
Sorry, Quinn. I know you're fashion forward. Sorry, Quinn.
I just feel like that's where they're at. All right. And here's the thing. Yes, there have been a couple of moves. Mike mentioned two of them, two bigs going. Look, the Celtics, they got better. And look, I don't know what Tatum's return or if he's going to return or not, but look at the standings. They're in this mix. The Celtics are second or third. The Knicks are second or third. Pistons are still the team to beat. Are you going to compete for a championship this year if you were to make a trade and give up those picks? That's my next question. Oren, are you going to compete for a championship if you gave up those picks this year and made a trade?
If I could get back a prime player, if I could get back somebody along the lines of a Donovan Mitchell, like an all-star type, if I could get back somebody along the lines of like De'Aaron Fox, like somebody like that, that's going to be a difference maker, then you have to think about it. But I think you have to weigh the value of what that pick could get you versus what you could get right now in the league. And I don't know if it's the same.
I don't think you compete for a championship with the way this team is currently constructed, even if you made a trade. Sorry, Hawks fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what they're also thinking. This is why I'm telling you they ain't going to do jack. I believe if they did something on Thursday, Mike, I'll come in here. I'll be shocked if they do anything. Well, we know he didn't do anything. But that's where I'm at with this. And that is why it's so difficult. And Mike is right. As a fan, I'm going, dude, let's do something. Let's get in the mix. Mike said, I got to get back in the game. Let's get excited about this thing. Yeah. Do something to spark us. And you know what they're going to do? Nothing.
Womp, womp. Now, look, I do get it. If you go and let's just say argument's sake, we wind up in the top with two top 10 picks. You know, those two picks we've got. And you can pull, and again, you got your own point. Everyone's got their own idea of what they want. But you get the big, you get your point guard, you know, and all of a sudden now, okay, but that's going to take another 3 or 4 years because nobody comes out of the college game ready to go anymore. You know, I mean, even Ant-Man took a minute, you know?
Yep.
I mean, Durant was probably, you know, there's a few exceptions. LeBron is the ultimate unicorn. Nobody comes out of the box ready to go. So that's, I mean, I just ask the question like I always ask, is there any way to kind of what they say in the Navy, refit at sea. Like you took some shots, you can fix the boat up while you're still moving. They can't do that. It seems to be one or the other. So that's it. I just thought with Jalen Johnson and when Kelly Alexander Walker doing what they're doing, we could find a way to maybe get something, you know, spackle it, Carl, to get us into the six. That seems like now an impossibility. So that's it. It's disappointing. Because in the offseason, everybody was raving about all these great moves, which they were, that Ancy Sele made. And now they're, you know, and now, as I mentioned, you're seeing all these bigs. Boston, by the way, with a Vucevic, whoa. That's an impressive pickup for them, isn't it?
It is.
Meanwhile, we got Porzingis. He's supposed to be playing tonight.
He's back. Got KP. He's back tonight.
All right. Showcase game. They
I'm sorry. What'd
out.
You say?
Yeah, they said he's available now.
Who's available?
Kristaps.
Right. I'll believe it when I see
well,
it.
Well, showcase for, game, Carl.
Yeah, because Oren said go for 25 and trade him tomorrow. Look at him. He's moving. He's ambulatory. His heart's okay.
Yeah. All right. So are they going to feed him tonight?
Throw him in bubble wrap as soon as it's over.
Hawks at Miami, by the way. Pre-game's at 7. Tips at 7:30. We are not killing our team. We are simply telling you this is really a wait and see. And the C part of it is we're going to wait and see until the offseason to see right, what see, is going to
all
happen.
All right, this goes back to my childhood. Dad, there's a brand new Hot Wheels. We'll see. That's no.
Wait and see.
We'll see is no. Wait and see is no. So it's going to be playing. Now, the one thing we could do, you could argue.
Well, you hope it's playing. Right now, we're sitting in the 10th spot. You better hope Charlotte doesn't do anything. Bucks are going to be bad because they're going to trade Giannis. You better hope the Nets don't come alive.
Ball and company have won 7 in a row in Charlotte. You see, that's the thing. That's what irks me. While we've been in this monkey around playing thing with Trey, and now Trey's gone, we've seen Washington jump. I'm sorry to say, we've seen Detroit get better than us. We've seen Orlando get better than us. And now Charlotte's getting better than us. And we're just spinning our wheels.
But to Detroit and Orlando, they still kind of took their time to build the teams that they currently have right now. They didn't just go out there and just make ridiculous trades to try to make it happen instantly.
But I'm not saying ridiculous trades.
Well,
I just get Porzingis off the books.
Well, yeah.
And by the way, I mean, so McCollum's.
What are you going to get for Porzingis, folks?
Nothing. Just an another matching contract.
Yeah,
you guys are acting like we're going to get some superstar in return.
You're going to get a roster.
No, all they're going to do is clear money to have a. Now, here's the. All right, well, I'll give you this then. If the master. Working on a master plan. Then wrestler better spend. Wrestler better use this money. Okay, if we're going to have a bunch of cap space in addition to these picks, Okay, there is a floor to the. It's not just about what you spend
on
the high end.
That's true.
I want to see a competitive team next year.
You said next year.
Well, I mean, are we in perpetual rebuilding
mode? He's finally
mode?
Come to my side.
Well, you no, said, I hate that side. I don't want to be on that
he's
side.
Finally come to
you
my side.
You know, it's what Paul Pierce said. We're a middle team. We're a middle. Meh.
You're in the South, and, you know, there's an old gospel song.
What's that?
Please be patient
no,
with me.
No. No.
404-726-0929.
And there's an In Excess song, I Need You Tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I need. I want some action.
Chicago, Minnesota, Detroit have agreed on a multi-team deal. Jaden Ivey, Mike Conley to the Bulls, and Kevin Huerter, old buddy, going to the Pistons.
Red Velvet.
Yeah, that is a deal that's done. And guys, again, the deadline is 3 o'clock on Thursday. But some of the deals, and the one that, to Mike's point, the one that just like, you go, wait a minute, Jaren Jackson going to the Jazz in an 8-player deal?
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.